Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, kids, we're going to be praying with something that Jesus says in the book of Revelation. Do you know where that book is? Oh, you do! It's the last book in the Bible. That's right. And it's quite a strange book, but it's got some lovely things to pray in it. This is one of those lovely little moments. In Revelation 3, verse 20, Jesus says that he is standing at the door of our hearts, knocking. Well, I've got a question for you. Why does somebody knock at the door? What do they want? Obviously, with Jesus, he wants to come in, because Jesus says that if we open the door of our heart, he will come in and spend time with us. In fact, in the book of Revelation, he says he will come in and eat a meal with us. And so we know that at that time in history, the best way to be intimate with someone, to really get to know them, to show that you are real friends, was to sit down and to break bread with them, to eat with them. We get our modern English word companion, which means a close friend, from the Latin meaning with bread, to break bread together. So, we know this to be true, because at school, when it's lunchtime, don't you go and sit with your friends and share lunch together? Of course you do. Now, I want you to do something for me. Do you know where your heart is in your body? Can you put both your hands over your heart? Ah, just like this. That's right. Remember this. We're going to do it again when we get into the prayer in a moment or two. When we talk about our hearts, we mean the center of who we are, where we feel all our feelings, happiness, sadness, anger, love, and joy. All those feelings are in our heart. And today we're going to spend some time praying about what Jesus said in Revelation about our hearts. For this prayer, you may like to lie down and close your eyes, maybe just to sit and close your eyes. To start with, I want you to make sure that you're in a comfortable position. So if you're lying down, you might be on your side or on your back. If you're sitting, you might like to cross your legs or have your feet on the floor. And then you're going to close your eyes. And begin with, you're going to take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And listen to the music that we can hear now. And slowly breathe out. Take another nice, slow, deep breath in. And slowly and quietly breathe out. Now I want you to put your hands over your heart again. I want you to think about how all your feelings come from your heart. Quietly now, I want you to just notice, how are you feeling right this minute? As you are here with your hands over your heart. Now I want you to imagine that Jesus comes beside you. Jesus is gently knocking on your hands, knocking on the doors of your heart. Then you might open your hands out into an open, receptive position. You can rest them on your lap, palms up. And as you do that, imagine that you are opening the doors of your heart to Jesus. You look up and you see Jesus looking at you. You see him smiling at you. You can see that he really loves you. Jesus asks if he can come and spend time with you. You can say anything to Jesus. He is a very safe person. You can tell him anything. What do you want to tell Jesus now? Jesus smiles at you and says to you, "You are precious to me and I love you." Hear those words that Jesus says. Listen to them again. You are precious to me and I love you. And then I want you to imagine giving Jesus a big hug. And notice how it feels safe and warm to be hugged by Jesus, to be held by Jesus. Just feel that sense of safety and being held. And take a nice deep breath in. Breathe out. Breathe in again deeply. And as you breathe out, I want you to sit up and stretch. And quietly come out of the prayer. To end our time together, we're going to say a little prayer, and I want you to say it after me. So put your hands in prayer position, and we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, help me to open the doors of my heart to you. Amen.